One of the things that we do like to celebrate when we come together for candlelight is what we call the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the Last Supper, the time that Jesus and his disciples had got together in the upper room for a meal. They were gathering for a meal of Passover, celebrating being delivered from bondage in Egypt. And during that meal, when Jesus took the bread, and he took the bread and he lifted it to heaven before he gave it to the disciples, and he said, this bread, or this wafer, will represent the blood, of the body, of my body, which will be broken for you. And then he broke it and he gave it to him. And he lifted it to heaven and he said, O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, bless this wafer or this bread. And take it and do this in remembrance of me. This will represent my broken body for you. So he took the bread and we ate it. Now this is just me. I ain't that crazy. My vocabulary is. Ain't a word. It used to be not a word, but I guess maybe it's a word now. I don't know. I use it a lot. So he took then the cup. There's four cups in the Passover meal. The third one is a cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. Because he was telling the disciples something they did not know that was going to take place and what the symbolism was going to be, his broken body and the shedding of his blood. Now they did understand there could not be no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. At that time they were sacrificing goats and animals and so forth. The priest would then declare your sins have been forgiven. But Jesus was going to be the perfect sacrifice, and he was going to shed his own blood for the forgiveness of sin. And he took the cup and he lifted it to heaven and he said, O King of the universe, and bring forth the fruit of the vine. Bless this cup. And then he said to them, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sin as we partake in the cup. Thank you, Jesus. What I was going to say about those wafers, if you notice when you put it, it's bland. It almost sticks to the roof of your mouth. And then when you take the cup, which is Welch's grape juice, your taste buds come alive. And to me, it's just sort of a reminder of Jesus' love for us. And so the blandness comes alive with the drinking of the